I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Two internationally acclaimed guests will join the Eugene Symphony for their performances on April 17th in Eugene and April 18th in Florence. One is guest conductor Grant Llewellyn, a native of Wales who's currently music director of the North Carolina Symphony. He'll lead the symphony through music by Sibelius, Schumann, and Mendelssohn. The other guest is Italian-born pianist Antonio Pompabaldi, who will perform Schumann's Piano Concerto in A minor. Both are participating in artist residency programs this week as well. Grant Llewellyn joins us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it must be an interesting creative challenge to be a guest conductor of a symphony. What are the joys and challenges of that for you as opposed to your regular conducting gig?
Well, I think one of the extraordinary things, and I think it's a joy, is that it's never, ever the same. Every orchestra is subtly different, sometimes not so subtly. And you have a very short period of time to size up each other. You know, it's very much a two-way process. And I think musicians will tell you, certainly from my perspective as a conductor, that dynamic, that chemistry is laid down, established very, very quickly in that first rehearsal. And I have to say that immediately here, I think that there was a good chemistry in Eugene, and I'm having a great time working with the musicians.
The Eugene Symphony has a reputation for being quite a strong one overall. What have you known about the Eugene Symphony before coming here to conduct that's useful in doing this collaboration?
Well, the Eugene Symphony, absolutely, as you say, is perhaps sort of unique within the classical music world as having a tremendous track record of producing, conductors. But, of course, conductors don't flourish in a vacuum, however talented they may be. And so the relationship of conductors with the symphony here in Eugene is one that's known throughout the world. I mean, Eugene and the symphony has always been on my sort of professional radar, even before I started working in the United States.
Let's talk about the program. Talk about the individual pieces and the relationship between them that emerges when the program is put together.
It's one of the most enjoyable aspects, I think, of my work is putting together programs together with the artistic administration in a particular place. Obviously, being a Celt, I'm from Wales, I empathize very closely with my fellow Celts in Scotland and Ireland in particular. And so the Mendelssohn Scottish Symphony, in some ways, was a kind of no-brainer. It also, I think, suits the strengths of the orchestra here. And it also sort of set us thinking along a kind of nationalistic line, which led very quickly to Sibelius's Finlandia, another patriotic work, passionate in its championing of all things Finnish. I spend a lot of time in Finland, as it happens. When I'm conducting in Europe, I gravitate towards Scandinavia every year. Two or three times I'll visit Finland and their different orchestras. So that's very close to my heart. And of course, Finlandia gave me the opportunity also to work with the broader orchestra, with the heavy brass, in a very different sound world. So Finlandia and the Mendelssohn Scottish Symphony seemed like perfect bookends. And then to find a concerto that would complement them, and of course Mendelssohn, Schumann are perfect bedfellows stylistically. On a personal level, they knew each other intimately. Mendelssohn conducted so much of Schumann's work, championed it, knew Clara Schumann, Schumann's wife, for whom the concerto was written. And then putting that together with Antonio Pompabaldi, who is a fabulous pianist, a good friend and colleague of old, I've worked with him a number of times, seemed the perfect solution.
Here's music from Schumann's Piano Concerto as done by the London Philharmonic Orchestra on KLCC. Grant Llewellyn in the KLCC studios, who will be conducting the Eugene Symphony through the Schumann Piano Concerto and other music on Thursday and Friday evenings. As well as these concerts that you're performing here, there's also a week-long artist residency going on, which you're a participant here. Tell me what you bring in particular that you want to impart to those who wish to grow in their own classical music skills.
Well, I have to say that I think it's quite inspired, this idea of the artist residency. Far too often, in my experience, musicians visiting artists fly into some place and conduct a few rehearsals and a concert and then fly out, having little opportunity to get a taste for the wider music scene in a given place. So here I've had the fantastic opportunity to work with the university orchestra, the university chorus, the local youth orchestras, and even some of the graduate conductors in masterclasses. Of course, young people bring their own energy and kind of raw talents to the table, and that's always been a tremendous challenge and fascination for me. I have always been involved in the education music world, and the opportunity to share certainly some experience, but some ideas with these young orchestras here, and to see how the Eugene Symphony impacts, you know, not just in the concert hall at the Hulk Center, but in the wider community, with musicians going out and tutoring and giving not just private lessons but masterclasses themselves, strikes me as a wonderful example of what a whole music community should be. So I applaud the symphony for that initiative. And I found it fascinating this week working with the young orchestras that I've actually got them singing quite a bit in their orchestral rehearsals, much to their horror. But actually, it's the most direct relationship we have with music making. And I think for string players in particular, you know, to remember that you've got to breathe before you play a phrase, it seems simplistic and fundamental, but so often is forgotten. I owe my Welsh heritage a debt of gratitude for immersing me in music from an early age, and, you know, I hope I can share some of that as I travel.
Well, we really appreciate all that you bring, whether it is on the podium or in the schools. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Grant Llewellyn, guest conductor for the Eugene Symphony for Finlandia by Sibelius, Schumann's Piano Concerto in A Minor, and Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3, Scottish. He'll be joined by guest pianist Antonio Pompabaldi for the Schumann Piano Concerto. There'll be performances in Eugene at the Holt Center on Thursday, April 17th, and at the Florence Event Center in Florence on Friday, April 18th. Both guest artists are participating in extensive artist residency events this week as well. For complete information on the concerts and residency events, eugenesymphony.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen with music from Finlandia by Sibelius, as done by the Finnish Radio Symphony Orchestra.